When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Poor boy, poor boy. Downhearted and depressed and in a spin. Poor boy, poor boy. Oh, youth can really do a fellow in. How lovely to sit here in the shade with none of the woes of man and maid. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The rivals that don't exist at all, the feeling you're only 2 feet tall. I'm glad that I'm not young anymore. No more confusion, no morning after surprise, no self-delusion. That when you're telling those lies, she isn't wise. And even if love comes through the door, the kind that goes on forevermore, forevermore is shorter than before. Oh, I'm so glad that I am not young anymore. The tiny remark that tortures you, the fear that your friends won't like her too. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The longing to end the stale affair until you find out she doesn't care. I'm glad that I'm not young anymore. No more frustration, no star-crossed lover am I, no aggravation, just one reluctant reply. Lady, goodbye. The fountain of youth is dull as paint. Methuselah is my patron saint. I've never been so comfortable before. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not young anymore.
That was Maurice Chevalier. That's all right. You're not Maurice Chevalier either, as Chico Marx once said. Well, there Maurice Chevalier sings, obviously, from the original soundtrack of Gigi, about what life is like when you get a little older, what you've learned, and how you've grown, how you've matured, and that tends to be a good thing. And this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB, 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of the sleepy, sunny seaside hamlet of Southampton, New York. A lot of S's there. Well, we might have done an episode about Gigi or about Chevalier, but today's episode is called I'm Glad I'm Not Young Anymore. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at about 7 great Broadway stage legends and hear 2 versions of the same song, a version that they sang originally in their youth, and something they revisited later on in their career. And this is very typical for great artists. I mean, artists have rewritten novels, or painters have gone back to the same subject, composers have gone back to the same subject, and so have performers. So listen, you'll get a double hit of each song, which is a great song, and I think if you listen carefully, you'll hear a lot of nuances and a lot of changes and a lot of sophisticated development in the careers and the artistry of these performers we're going to celebrate today. So first up, who wouldn't be first up other than Ethel Merman? And this is a song she sang in 1940, from 1940, from Panama Hattie, a great song by Cole Porter. And those of you who know of or only think of Ethel Merman as a sort of clarion, klaxon horn of belting it to the rear seats in the balcony, will get a taste of something different. She could be a very subtle and moving performer. And here she sings, "Make It an Old Fashioned Please." From 1940, and then we're going to hear a Merman in Vegas cut from 1962 of the exact same song. So this is for Bob and Mike out there. I hope you enjoy listening to the great Ethel Merman.
When you lay off the liquor, you feel so much slicker. Well, that is most of the time. But there are moments, sooner or later, when it's tough, I've got to say, not to say, waiter. Another old-fashioned plea. Make it another double old-fashioned plea. Make it for one who's due to join the disillusioned crew. Make it for one of love's new refugee. Once high in my castle, I reign supreme. And oh, what a castle built on a heavenly dream. Then quick as a lightning that castle began to crash. So make it another old-fashioned plea. Leave out the cherry. Leave out the
This one is from Panama Hattie, and I always get a kick out of singing it. Since I went on the wagon, I'm certain drink is a major crime. For when you lay off the liquor, you feel so much slicker. Well, that is most of the time. But there are moments, sooner or later, when it's tough, I've got to say, not to say, waiter. Make it another old-fashioned please. Make it another double old-fashioned please. Make it for one who's due to join the disillusioned crew. Make it for one of love's new refugees. once high in my castle, I reign supreme. And oh, what a castle built on a heavenly dream. Then quick as a lightning flash, that castle began to crash. So make it another old-fashioned, please. Leave out the cherry, leave out the orange, leave out the bitters. Just make it a straight ride.
I'm tempted to say that was a wry performance by the great Ethel Merman in Las Vegas in 1961 or 62, but it was more than that. It was wistful and moving and showed how much her artistry developed over the decades. That was right after she had done Gypsy, so that actress talent, that actress gene that Jerome Robbins blossomed in her, you can hear in that recording. So today on I'm Glad I'm Not Young Anymore, on Broadway to Main Street, we are going back to hear two versions of the same song by great artists of the American Musical Theater. Fred Astaire started his career on stage in the American Musical Theater with his sister Adele. They were in a great show in 1931 called The Bandwagon, and it's one of a scattering of songs from that period before they did cast albums that were actually committed to disc by the original artist. So we'll hear Fred singing a song called, a wonderful Schwartz and Dietz song called I Love Louisa from The Bandwagon, and then we'll hear him completely reinvent it for a 1952 amazing jazz series of albums called The Astaire Story with Oscar Peterson and some great sidemen. And you'll hear Fred Astaire halfway through set up the story. So without further ado, here is Fred Astaire telling you how much he loves Louisa.
Goes very good with beer.
Oh, beer.
When I'm drinking beer, I'm thinking of life is dear. But there's someone I love even more than beer. I love Louisa, Louisa loves me. When we roll on the merry-go-round, I kiss Louisa. And then Louisa, Louisa kissed me. We were so happy and free. Oh, God, but she's a beautiful Louisa. Oh, when I choose them, I love a great big bosom. Someday Louisa, Louisa will be more than just a fräulein to me. Wenn wir auf den Regelspiel gehen, ich küsse Louisa. Und mein Louisa, Louisa küsst mich. Wir sind so glücklich, sind wir. Warum
folg ich diese himmlische Luise, will nicht mit Exkusen, ich lieb an großen Busen, mir sagen Sterne so ferne im Blau, dass ich nimm Luise zur Frau.
This one my little sister Adele and I did in the Bandwagon at the New Amsterdam Theater in New York. Back in, 1929, I think. Yeah. Well, anyway, it was one of our biggest shows. Terrific cast. Frank Morgan, Helen Broderick, Tilly Lush, and, oh, lots of wonderful people. It was a colorful review produced by Max Gordon with a wonderful score by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. In this number, I Love Louisa, we were all on a merry-go-round with gay German atmosphere, military uniforms, and all the trappings. Here the boys give it a sort of picnic treatment.
How I love a glass of beer.
More beer.
Beer goes very good with beer.
More beer.
When I'm drinking beer, I'm thinking, ah, life is dear. But there's someone I love even more than beer. I love Louisa, Louisa loves me. When we rode on the merry-go-round, I kissed Louisa, and then Louisa, Louisa kissed me. We were so happy and free. Ach Gott, but she's a beautiful Louisa. Ach, when I choose them, I never want to lose them. Someday, Louisa, Louisa will be more than just a Fräulein to me.
A Frenchman love a glass of wine.
More beer.
The English think the whiskey's fine.
More beer.
When I come of all the form of, I drink a toast to the Germans and the Mädchen I love the most. Ich lieb Louisa, Louisa lieb mich. Wenn wir auf den Ringelspiel gehen, ich küsst Louisa und den Louisa, Louisa küsst mich. Wir sind sie glücklich sind wir. Ach Gott, but she's a beautiful Louisa. Ach, when I choose them, I love a great big bosom. Someday, Louisa, Louisa will be more as just a Fräulein to me.
That was the delightful Lightfooted Fred Astaire in the recording studio with Oscar Peterson and some other great jazz hands. Astaire could do it all. He was one of the great singers in American pop culture. People tend to forget that. And he introduced more hits by great composers than almost anyone. In fact, perhaps anyone. And that I like that lyric, when I choose them, I like a great big bosom. Anybody else know where that lyric, that rhyme comes? Another song? Let's see if you can figure that out. And you know how you can tell me? I now have an exclusive BroadwayToMainStreet.com website where we have all 100 of our shows archived. And you can write me directly at Lawrence, L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E, at BroadwayToMainStreet.com. Tell me if you know another song in which Bosom and Choosem is rhymed. That's my challenge to you out there, listeners. Well, a great challenging performer over the years has been Elaine Stritch. And Stritchy, as she's known, has recently been lauded and memorialized in a documentary about her. But she has been around for ever in a good way. And she was a soubrette once upon a time. And here is a song she introduced in the 1952 revival of Pal Joey. when she played the part of Melba in Act Two. And then we get to hear her sing it again almost, I want to say, 5 decades later in her one-woman show, Elaine Stritch at Liberty. She talks a little bit in the second cut about how she was understudying Merman in Call Me Madam up in New Haven and portraying Melba in Pal Joey in the Theater District at the same time. So you'll hear Stritch talk a little bit and set up the song. But here is the one-of-a-kind, one of the great American treasures of Broadway, Elaine Stritch singing Zip by Rodgers and Hart across 5 decades.
Named DeFrosso. I've interviewed the great Stravinsky. But my greatest achievement was the interview I had with the star who worked for Minsky. I met her at the Yankee Clipper, and she didn't unzip one zipper. I said, Miss Lee, you are such an artist. Tell me why you never miss. What do you think of while you work? And she said,
while I work, my thoughts go something like this. Zip, Walter Lippmann. Sir Royan ever write a great play? Zip, I was reading Schopenhauer last night. Zip, and I think that Schopenhauer was right. I don't want to see Zarina, I don't want to meet Kabina. Zip, I'm an intellectual. I don't like a deep contralto or a man whose voice is alto. Zip, I'm a heterosexual. Zip, it took intellect to master my art. Zip, who the hell is Margie Hart? Zip, I consider Dolly's paintings passe. Will they make the Metropolitan pay? Zip, English people don't say clerk, they say clerk. Zip, anybody who says Clark is a jerk. I adore the great Confucius and the lines of Luscious Lucius. Zip, I am so eclectic. I don't care for either Mickey Mouse or Rooney. Makes me sicky. Zip, I'm a little hectic. Zip, my artistic taste is classic and dear. Zip, who the hell's Lily St.
I've interviewed Pablo Picasso and a countess named DeFrosso. I've interviewed the great Stravinsky. But my greatest achievement was the interview I had with a star who worked for Minsky. I met her at the Yankee Clipper, and she didn't unzip one zipper. I said, Miss Lee, you are such an artist. Tell me why you never miss. What do you think of while you work? And she said, while I work, my thoughts go something like this.
zip. Walter Lippmann wasn't brilliant today. Zip. Will Sir Ryan ever write a great play? Zip. I was reading Schopenhauer last night. Zip. And I think that Schopenhauer was right. I don't want to see Zarina. I don't want to meet Kabina. Zip. I'm an intellectual. I don't like a deep contralto or a man whose voice is alto. Zip. I'm a heterosexual. Zip. It took intellect to master my art. Zip. Who the hell is R.G. Hart? Schubert Theater, New Haven, New Hartford Railroad, 1206 to New York City. Day two. Tuesday, half hour, 7:30, check with Merman, drive to New Haven, it stops snowing, arrive Schubert Theater, 10 o'clock, 10:15, zip, I consider Dolly's paintings passe, the Dior suit stayed in, zip, will they make the Metropolitan pay, I wore my own shoes, zip. English people don't say clerk, they say Clark. Eight Giordano's in the third row. Zip. Anybody who says Clark is a jerk. Schubert Theater, New Haven, Merritt Parkway, New York. Day three, Wednesday, matinee day, Imperial Theater. First show, half hour, 2 o'clock, check with Merman. Merritt Parkway, New Haven, Schubert Theater. I adore the great Confucius and the lines of Luscious Lucius. Zip. I am so eclectic. Schubert Theater, New Haven, Merritt Parkway, New York. Second show, half hour, 7:30. Check with Merman. Merritt Parkway, New Haven, Schubert Theater. I don't care for either Mickey. Mouse or Rooney makes me sicky. Zip. I'm a little hectic. Schubert Theater, Merritt Parkway, New York. Day four and five, Thursday and Friday, cool by comparison. Day six, Saturday, another matinee day. Merman, Merritt, New Haven, Schubert, Schubert, New Haven, Merritt, New York. Merman, Merritt, New Haven, Schubert, Schubert, New Haven, Merritt, New York. And you wonder why I drank. Zip. My artistic taste is classic and dear. Zip. Whoa, who the hell? Lil Lee. Sing.
That was Elaine Stritch with a wonderful viewpoint about a great song by Rodgers and Hart by Pal Joey. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. And today we're using the magic of radio to contrast and compare various versions of great songs by Titanic legendary performers. And it's worth maybe taking a little time and sitting down, and maybe some of you listen to this show and, I don't know, cook your Sunday dinner or do vacuuming. Maybe you should sit down for a couple minutes and just listen carefully to some of these songs, because the subtle variations in nuance and performance, I think, are really moving and fascinating. And you can hear more about all this or listen to the show again on the BroadwayToMainStreet.com website, which we've just started this past week. So keep listening. Howard Keel is best known for his great talent in the MGM musical movies of the 1950s. He was in a couple of Broadway shows, none of which particularly succeeded, Saratoga being one of them. But here's a cut from a movie he did, a great movie from the 50s called Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, which I'm sure you all know, Johnny Mercer and Gene DePaul. And this is, quote unquote, a rehearsal cut. It's him backstage learning the song, and then we'll hear him singing the song, golly, I want to say about 40 years later on an album he made in his late 70s. The amazing Howard Keel, I doff my hat to Will Friedwald, who hit me to the song in the first place. So here are two rousing, astonishing versions of Bless Your Beautiful Hide by the one and only Howard Keel.
Bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may be. We ain't met yet, but I'm a-willing to bet you're the gal for me. Bless your beautiful hide, you're just as good as lost. I don't know your name, but I'm a-staking my claim lest your eyes is crossed. I'd swap my gun and I'd swap my mule, though whoever took it would be one big fool. Or pay your way through cooking school if in you would say I do. Bless your beautiful hide, prepare to bend your knee, and take that vow, cause I'm a-tellin' you now, you're the gal for me. Pretty and trim, but not too slim, bossy and bold, but not too old, simple and sweet, or sassy as can be. Bless your beautiful hide. Yes, you're the gal for me. Bless your beautiful hide. Yes, you're the gal for me. You're the gal for. You're the gal. You're the gal. Bless your beautiful hide. Bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may be. We ain't met yet, but I'm a willing to bet you're the gal for me. Your beautiful hide, you're just as good as lost. I don't know your name, but I'm a-staking my claim lest your eyes is crossed. Oh, I'd swap my gun and I'd swap my mule, though whoever took it would be one big fool. Or pay your way through cooking school if you need. Say I do. Bless your beautiful hide, prepare to bend your knee. Take that vow, cause I'm a-telling you now, you're the gal for me. Pretty and trim, not too slim, heavenly eyes, just the right size, simple and sweet. Oh, sassy as can be. Oh, bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may be. We ain't met yet, I'm a willing to bet you're the gal for me. Yes, you're the gal for me.
That's Howard Keel, the thigh-slapping great baritone of the movies and the American stage. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and we're listening to dual versions of great songs performed by great performers. And selecting this program, I really had to look at not only great songs and great performers, obviously, but people who had evolved and changed through the course of their career in interesting and varied ways. And certainly no one did that better than Barbara Cook. Barbara Cook was the ingenue of America on Broadway in the 1950s and early 60s. She left the stage for a while, and she came back in the mid-70s and has just burnished this amazing career full of not only skill and charm and vocal prowess, but incredible wisdom and insight. She is the great interpreter, I think, at least from the cabaret stage or performance stage, of the American musical canon right now. So we will hear two versions of a show. No readers, listeners, sorry, she did not originate Showboat. She did a studio album with John Raitt in the early 60s, and then she went and returned to a great Hammerstein Kern song from Showboat in an album called Oscar Winners about 10 years ago. So here is Barbara Cook asking the eternal musical question, why do I love you across the decades?
Improbable and unreal world, finding you has given me my ideal world.
Why do I love you? Why do you love me?
Why should there be two happy as we? Can you see the why?
On the air, dear, for life is fair, dear, to lovers. I'm in the seventh heaven, there's more than seven, my heart discovers. In this sweet, improbable, and unreal world, finding you has given me my ideal.
could there be two happy as we? Can you see the why or wherefore I should be the one you care for? You're a lucky boy. I am lucky too. All my dreams of joy seem to come true. Maybe that's because you love me. Maybe that's why I
that amazing voice is maybe why we love, have loved, and always will love Barbara Cook. We're comparing the same song recorded by the same performer over decades, and it still continues. And even though we may not have a career that goes on 50, 60 years, you can rework and reimagine songs from a different perspective. And I think the genius at that is Mandy Patinkin. Mandy Patinkin has worked with the oeuvre, the corpus of Stephen Sondheim's work now for decades, and keeps tooling and burnishing and working out the nuances of different songs. And perhaps his most glorious song from that canon is Finishing the Hat from Sunday in the Park with George. And this was obviously a role written for Patinkin, which he made his own. We're going to hear the original cast album and then a version he did for a series of Sondheim examinations about 20 years later with the amazing pianist Paul Ford. And just listen to how he keeps drilling down and investigating and exploring the character of George Seurat and this amazing song by Stephen Sondheim. Here are two versions of Finishing the Hat by Mandy Patinkin.
Mademoiselles, you and me, pal, second bottle, ah, she looks for me, bonnet flapping, yapping, roof, chicken, pastry, yes, she looks for me. Good. Let her look for me to tell me why she left me, as I always knew she would. I had thought she understood They have never understood, and no reason that they should. But if anybody could, finishing the hat, how you have to finish the hat, how you watch the rest of the world from a window while you finish the hat, mapping out a sky, what you feel like climbing the sky, what you feel when voices that come through the window go until they distance and die, until there's nothing but sky, and how you're always turning back to late from the grass or the stick or the dog or the light, how the kind of woman willing to wait's not the kind that you want to find waiting to return you to the night. Dizzy from the height, coming from the hat, studying the hat, entering the world of the hat, reaching through the world of the hat like a window, back to this one from that, studying a face, stepping back to look at a face, leaves a little space in the way, like a window, but to see, it's the only way to see. And when the woman that you wanted goes, you can say to yourself, well, I give what I give. But the woman who won't wait for you knows that however you live, there's a part of you always standing by, mapping out the sky. Finishing a hat, starting on a hat, finishing a hat, look, I made a hat. Well, there never was a hat. Yes, she looks for me good, let her look for me to tell me why she left me. As I always knew she would, I had thought she understood. They have never understood, and no reason that they should. But if anybody could, finishing the hat, how you have to finish the hat, how you watch the rest of the world from a window while you finish the hat, mapping out a sky, what you feel like climbing sky, what you feel when voices that come through the window go until they distance and die, until there's nothing but sky, and how you're always turning back too late from the grass or the stick or the dog or the light of the kind of woman willing. It's not the kind that you want to find waiting to return you to the night. Dizzy from the height, coming from the hat, studying the hat, entering the world of the hat, reaching through the world of the hat like a window, back to this one from that, studying a face, stepping back to look at a face, leaves a little space in the way, like a window, but to see, it's the only way to see. And when the woman that you wanted goes, you can say to yourself, well, I give what I give, but the woman who won't wait for you knows that however you live, there's a part of you always standing by, mapping out the sky. Finishing a hat, starting on a hat, finishing a hat, look, I made a hat. Where there never was a hat.
The one and only Mandy Patinkin. This is Larry Mouse, and I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to give a doff of my Broadway hat to Anne Tolstoy Maslon, my stepmother, for suggesting this idea for the show, which I think is a terrific one. I hope you've enjoyed it. And remember, you can listen to 100 of our episodes and oh so much more on the BroadwayToMainStreet.com website, which we've just initiated. And you can send me comments to Lawrence, L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E, at BroadwayToMainStreet.com. Well, when we're talking about, let me say, the open and closed parentheses of a performer's life, one person comes inevitably gloriously to mind, and that, of course, is Judy Garland. Now, Judy Garland never appeared in a Broadway musical, but she certainly gave an incredible venue for Broadway music throughout her career. And she sang a song on the MGM lot in 1939, which expressed her ultimate innocence and yearning and optimism, not only of herself, but of the country at the time. And it's a song that's the American standard that she came back to many times, perhaps no more gloriously than 1961 at Carnegie Hall, where she sang it live as the close parentheses of her career singing that song. So we'll hear two versions of course, Arlen and Harburg's Over the Rainbow, first infused with optimism and yearning, and the second, I think, infused with poignancy of a life lived. Judy Garland, Over the Rainbow.
Above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why? Somewhere over the rainbow,
that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.